I'm pretty sure that they are connected because they made the sound.
Well, can you hear anything?
Yeah. Well, I can hear the sound. I can hear not, you.
You don't have your your Bluetooth's not even turned on, Mark. Your Bluetooth's not even on. Look, it's not even lit up.
No, well, I'm connected here. Look, I'm connected.
But I'm telling you, you're not connected because your Bluetooth is not on your phone. So how can your earbuds?
I'm hardwired in.
These are earbuds.
I've got them charged. I've got them charged.
That's great.
I'm hardwired in. I'm hardwired in right now to my computer with my AirPods.
You can't do that though. There's no physical way. There's no cable, Mark.
I thought it
there's
was
no
better ca- if it. Okay. Well, you know,
I'm sure it is better, but
I
there's
was
no
kidding.
Oh, it's a joke. Okay. Well, you got me. You got me. But no, you just turn it on. Just press the button. Just
okay.
press.
Okay.
Right. Light it up so it's blue.
I know. Okay. Well, that's now it's connecting. Oh, wow. Okay. There are a lot of devices that have shown up here. I'm seeing a lot of devices. Which one do I choose?
Well, that's an iMac. You don't want Judy Miller's iMac. Don't pick that one.
I clicked it.
Now we're Bluetooth connected to her iMac. You don't want to hear what she's saying. You want to connect to your phone, Mark.
Well, actually, I kind of do.
What floor is Judy Miller on? Is she on 13?
Yeah, and she has a review coming up. And,
I don't know that it works like a spying. I don't know if it works like listening.
Well, not if it's not spying, if it's an accident. You know what? Somebody's pinging me.
Oh, okay. Check it out. Welcome to See Below, an LNLNE podcast, your resource for all LNLNE news and developments. It's the podcast that could have been an email. Hey everybody, how you doing? We're back. It's me, John Jeff from Brand Investment Excellence, and with me as always is
Mark Ludwig, Talent Resource Manager.
Does anyone want to hear any exciting news about where we work? Does anyone want to hear some great news about LNLNE?
It's the story that never gets old because
heck no.
It keeps changing here. I try, you know, I go out one day, I take one day off, I go on one little vacation, you know, I had to go to my doctor to get my knee scoped. One little vacation. And it's like the whole dang office has changed. I'm going, who's that guy? Who's that gal? You know, it's
things
always
move so fast.
Changing around here.
Things move so fast. And you also need to take more than one day off. That we have been meeting to talk to you about that.
I got my scooter. And once I get into my office, I understand it's a bit of a show getting into the office, you know, as I'm going through the halls. And, you know, my office is quite far from the door. But once I get in there and I'm sitting down, I'm good to go.
But you need to take, you had a major medical procedure done. Your knee looks awful. The scooter is, it's big and it's loud. Mark, you're going to have to, we got to take another couple of days off.
You're going to have to beat me off with this stick. Nothing's keeping me away from my love of my life. LNLNE. I love this company. I love the people that I work with here. And that's what's so great about being able to reach out and connect with so many of you on our podcast.
We love reaching out. We love connecting. We love giving everybody the news that they need to hear. And here's something that you need to hear really quick before we get into the thick of it. We'd like to CC you in on something.
Hey, LNLNE family. The fiscal year has come to a close. We crushed the gross margin targets. We annihilated the return on investment capital. We shed our assets, generating negative cash flow. And now let's start the new fiscal year and shed those extra pounds, generating negative feelings. That's right. It's time for the LNLNE Fitness Challenge Bonanza. The morning yoga routines were just the beginning. Now that we're stretched and limber, we should all be able to participate this fiscal year. Your LNLNE brand work phones have been tracking your every move and every step. Now, besides using that to measure productivity, work from home habits, weekend activity, and employee locating technologies, our LNLNE brand work phones will measure and track our every step. 10,000 steps a day is the key to happiness, as some studies have suggested. You know, at LNLNE, we always have to go the extra mile. In this case, an extra 10 miles. Your challenge is 30,000 steps a day. This will keep us lean and mean, responding to request machines. The division that records the most steps will be rewarded with a day off to participate in this year's L&L&E sponsored Walk Like a Rockstar 5K. All proceeds going to concert trampling victims. Get moving, family, and don't miss out on a racking good time. Brittany Summers, VP of Pressure and Well-Being.
All right, everybody, write that down. Take note of that. That's going to be big coming up in the next few days here. Make sure that we're really locked in to that. How you doing, Mark? Are you feeling okay? Did they give you any medication for your knee or?
Yeah, they got me. They got me on several different pills here. You know, my pockets are pretty small. I got the pants with the small pack pockets because I don't, you know, like the way that they look with the pleats scooter.
Oh, okay.
And the scooter. Yeah. But I put all the pills into one container. So I got them comboed in there.
But some of those you have to take in a certain order, though, Mark. You've got to make sure that you're taking it correctly. Right. Come by the office later. I tell you what, we'll by the office later. We'll go through it and we'll separate it. We'll figure it out together. Another thing that we're all going to figure out really quickly here is we got a very exciting See Below for you. We got something a little special for you. This is going to be such a treat. I have been looking forward to this one for a while. I'm so excited. Mark, who do we have? What do we got going on today?
Well, this is a real treat, folks. And like I said, things change here pretty fast. It's going to, you know, turn to your head, the amount of changes we have. But we have a new employee, kind of a hired gun from the sales market out there. He's a legend, honestly. But of course, we have our new senior executive vice president of business development, Marty Twisp.
Marty Twisp, come on in, man.
Mark, John, great day. Great day to both of you guys.
Oh my gosh, it is an honor. It is a privilege to talk to you today. I don't think everybody out there has quite a grasp of what a big deal it is that you're with us now.
You guys are exciting. Crazy, you guys. You guys are crazy guys and ridiculous guys. You guys are nuts. You're nuts.
No, stop.
Guys are absolutely crazy. Come on now. You're crazy and you're nuts. That's what I'm telling you.
Stop it. So this guy's kill list, so to speak. Your list of victims that you are just a gunslinger, man, a sales gunslinger, and we are so excited to have you on the team. Why don't you give everybody just a little bit of taste. Of who you've knocked down in your days as sales, big sales.
Yeah, well, John, and I appreciate that. And again, I'm glad to be here. Really honored to have you guys, you know, make time for me on these updates and happy to be the company. And I came here because I saw an opportunity. I'm an opportunistic person. And when I see opportunity, I strike, you know, much like a predator would in the wild. I see opportunity, I see that space, and I get into the space and I take what I need. But I do, you know, that's about as far as I'll go on the metaphor and the kill and the viciousness and the, you
know, I was going to say, it was a little scary.
Right.
You know,
what predator were you envisioning there, John? I was kind of picturing Marty as a shark there.
A shark was good. Yeah. I was thinking almost like a black widow.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, like enticing. Like, oh, this is right. What is this? There's an allure to it, and then you're dead. You know what I'm saying? Like that's kind of what I was thinking. Like, because he just comes in guns ablaze. I mean, the things that this guy knows, and the trades and the tools that he uses. We've all got something to learn from him. We've all got some from his experience. It's amazing that he's on the payroll. Amazing.
Well, and John, you know, I hope to learn a lot from everybody here at LL&E, but, you know, you're right. I have amassed quite a tool chest in my time. And I'm not afraid to say that I am excellent at what I do, and I am going to bring excellence here.
Be proud of it.
That's right.
Be proud of it.
And, you know, you are working from home. You haven't come in the office. I think everyone can tell by the audio quality that he's not in this studio conference room with us right now. But now you haven't actually been into the office yet, I've noticed. I haven't seen you around the halls yet. You've been with us for a couple months. Are you out on the road or?
I'm a road warrior. That's going to be rare. You know, okay. And I'll tell you something about me is I am relentless about my process. I am obsessive about my day, and I don't live to be sitting behind the desk at the cubicle on the phone. All right. Every morning I wake up at 3:59 in the morning. Okay. Well, I want to make sure that's clear.
That is very early. Yeah. We've all read your LinkedIn posts about your daily rituals and your routines. And I look at those and I say, how does he get that much done in a day? Is this a month he did all this?
Is that something that you would suggest, is that we all get up that early, maybe like everybody?
I would suggest that everyone become absolutely ruthless with your time and how you structure your day.
So
because any sort of free time, any sort of wasted energy is your enemy. If you do want to be successful, and let me tell you something, you might not want to be successful. It's okay if you don't want to be successful. If you don't want to be ridiculously successful, that's okay. But you need to have that drive in order to achieve the goals that I'm looking to achieve and the goals that I'm hoping that this company is behind me in achieving. But it has to start from within, and you have to need to be successful there. And if you need to be successful, if you have goals you need to achieve, you need to build that structure behind it to make sure that you get to where you need to be.
That's amazing. So far, my checklist so far is I'm going to start getting up a little bit earlier, and I might start leaving the office. Maybe I don't need to be here. It's a nice office.
Stop by, you know, it's a beautiful office. The beautiful people here at L&L&E, honestly, John and I are not out there closing the same kind of size deals that you are. I mean, we're a little bit more people focused, I could, if I wanted to,
Mark,
early that time, 3:59, I could do four, but
And that's just fine, Marv. I would tell you that the word could.
Yeah.
In my world, that's a weak word.
Okay. Well, all right.
In my world, that's a weak word. And that's okay. That's totally okay for you.
All right.
In my world, that's not part of my vocabulary.
Mark, thanks. don't be weak in front of Marty. Mark,
I'm not.
No,
weak.
That's all right. Listen.
I'm strong.
Not everyone can do what I do. All right. Not everyone can do what I do. Not everyone wants to do what I do. Like you said, the office, it's nice, it's cozy, it's comfortable, right?
We have a gym. We have a gym.
You have a gym. Do you use the gym?
And I do. If not for my knee scope, I'd be in there right now, lifting weights, getting big and swole.
Now, Rich,
right. And I'm sure
pain is
game. Eliminate a few more excuses, you would be.
All right. Okay.
No, I mean that. I really do. I mean that, you know, I believe that you could eliminate those excuses one day.
I don't know.
Else would be holding us back? I mean, we got the office. We get up, you know, right now we're getting, we're rolling into the office around what, 8:30, quarter to nine. Yeah. And you know, we've spent some time with our families in the morning. Stopped and got coffee. You know, we get in, we chat for a little while. Mark and I will plan out our day, sometimes where we're going for lunch that day.
That's a big part of our day.
This is a big one.
Where are we going to go eat?
That's a big one. But this sounds like this is not the kind of day you have.
My day looks different. I mean, I'll take lunch. You know, I'm an intermittent faster, so I don't eat throughout the week. I fast Monday through Friday. And so what that does is it allows me to operate at a higher level, allows me to eliminate the problem of wondering where I'm going to eat lunch, of being slowed down while I digest. And it keeps me more efficient. Efficiency is key.
That is impressive.
That's good. I'm going to cancel the reservation at Spargo's, Mark.
Okay.
I'm not even hungry anymore. So I'm just going to cancel.
No, don't cancel. I'll just find somebody else to go. I still want to go. I'll just do it under your name, though.
Well, don't do that. Don't do that. I don't like that. So plus, who's going to fit your scooter? You can't find someone who can fit your scooter in their car. It's going to be, that's not good. That's not good. So I'm thinking, I think what a lot of our listeners, what a lot of the employees need to understand is I'm hearing a lot of like sacrifice. What we would think of sacrifices is I think is what a lot of people are going to have to start making if they want to make the big sales, if they're going to have to kind of put their all into it. Is that kind of what you're thinking too?
That absolutely. My philosophy is very much behind what are you willing to give yourself? You might have high aspirations, but what are you willing to give for it? Right. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die. That's what I say every day.
Spoken like a samurai warrior here. I mean, this is just really impressive stuff.
And I've read a lot of the works, you know, obviously Sun Tzu is a fixture in my library, but a lot of other Eastern philosophers, the art of preparation for battle.
That's a good Wesley Snipes movie. Art of War. Pretty good.
That's not what he's talking about, Mark.
There's a whole movie that's based on the book Art of War, and it's got Wesley Snipes. He's trying to sell. This is actually right up your alley because he's trying to sell some of these weapons. You know, I mean, this guy could sell weapons to the United States. You know, like we don't got enough weapons. He could go, hey, you need some more weapons? They go, sure.
We could always use some weapons. Sure. We could always use some weapons. So are you going mostly, do you do personal vehicle when you're out on the road, or are you doing rental cars?
I'm a Hertz man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
do you have a go-to car kind of when you're going?
Oh, I thought he said Hertz.
Come on.
Cause I thought he was taking the death metaphor very far there thinking, around in a hearse.
I don't think so.
Or have someone drive me around. And you also stay in yurts, don't you?
When there's a quality yurt on a enough campground locally that I can stay in, absolutely I do choose that. I've eliminated beds. I don't sleep on beds.
Goodness.
No beds.
Hard firm floor.
Oh my gosh. I mean,
so
that's
a yurt is great for me.
That's why the numbers are so good. Then he's not even, he's
he
barely sleeping.
Quit.
Machine is always on, always clocked.
Well, we're so
always
lucky. Always we're so lucky to have you, Marty. I'm not the least bit intimidated by you or threatened by you. And
I mean, I'm not sweating
the way that you
at all.
Yeah, the way you've been staring at me this whole time, even through this computer, it hasn't made me question my own masculinity. Or
are you crying,
like
Mark?
No, I'm not. I wouldn't dare cry at work.
Don't cry in front of
I'm
Marty.
Happy.
If I don't cause someone to personally question a part of their own personality in each interaction, I view that as a failure.
Let me ask you. So we're just going to go ahead and say that you are probably one of our biggest heroes. We look up to you so much. You mentioned some philosophers that you looked up to. Do you have any personal business heroes at all that the rest of the staff should maybe look towards for advice or anything?
That's a great question. You know, I'm a very well-read person. So when I'm not actively at work and I'm generally in a book trying to get better, I do look to history often. To inspire me and you know how to build my own career. I'm a big Bradley Cooper fan, you know. Bradley has built a really impressive career, is versatile. He's not afraid to take on roles that might be challenging or that might be off type. He goes for what he wants. I think he knows where he wants to be. Now working on becoming a director and building a resume there, obviously
branching out. Yeah.
Clint Eastwood, he's following those footsteps. And so I really respect what he's done. So Bradley Cooper, I would say is.
Yeah. I really liked him in the latest comedy, Nightmare Alley. It's pretty funny stuff in that movie.
I don't know that was supposed to be funny, Mark. I don't know. Was he in Art of War as well? Or.
You know, he might have been in the theater at when they screened that at the New School, and then he probably had some questions for the
creator. I bet he did. Well, speaking of questions, I think we've run out of ours. We know that you have to hit the road, get back out there, make some sales, bring in some new investments and
if you ever want development. It was a pleasure talking to you. If you ever want to come by and have lunch with us or just come see the office.
He doesn't eat lunch. He already said that, John. He's not going to invite him to lunch.
I'm trying to think of a reason for him to come hang out.
You have to think of some other kind of thing.
I want to hang out with him.
You've got a great office.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should get rid of the big office we did put aside for him, though. It's taken up a lot of space on 9, and we could maybe knock that out and use it for something else.
I think we need to keep that.
Well, yeah. Oh, okay. I mean, Denise is going to be heartbroken because she got all that taxidermy in there.
It's kind of creepy to be in there. But Marty Twisp, it was an absolute pleasure to have you. We certainly hope that you can come by and see us and give us some more of this wisdom. We certainly hope everybody out there has been paying close attention. And we thank you for stopping by today.
Guys, the pleasure's mine. I'm happy to be here. And we're taking this company to levels never before dreamed of. Wow. So just buckle in and strap up and get ready for the ride.
Wow.
While we're all going for a ride, before we get too far down the road, let's check out this attachment really quick. Attention all employees and users with cloud storage access. During routine maintenance of the company's online cloud storage, IT discovered a saved folder named Dogs Assholes That Look Like My District Manager Todd Whitlock. IT began tracking what computer uploaded the folder through its embedded IP number, but they learned that the folder was uploaded to the cloud using a VPN. Because of this, they cannot identify the employee who uploaded the folder. The folder contains hundreds of .jpeg, .png, screenshots, and animated GIFs of dog anuses. All the images appear to have been edited to include yellow arrows and circles highlighting the dog's anus along with the words Todd Whitlock written above it. Reminder, VPNs and other private and encrypted connections are not allowed on LNL&E computers unless approved and installed by LNL&E IT staff. Please delete and remove any and all VPN security you have installed on your work computer ASAP. The folder has been moved to Inactive Projects tab at the request of Todd Whitlock. You can search for it under T for Todd Whitlock / dog assholes or D for dog assholes / Todd Whitlock. Thank you, LNL&E IT department.
Just gonna do a quick T for Todd here.
Okay, maybe we'll do that later. Let's just wrap up real quick, Mark, and then we'll look at all that.
Okay.
What an amazing episode. What a wonderful, we learned so much today. I am an animal now. I feel like I've turned into an animal and I am ready to just shred the day, get shredding success of the day.
Yeah. You know, I think I'm going to go home, probably put on National Geographic and just try to get in a certain mindset.
Get in the zone. Now we know everybody's got to get up early now because we all have a new routine we need to start following. So we're going to go ahead and let everybody go. We want to thank everybody for listening today. This has been See Below. I'm John Jeff.
I'm Mark Ludwig.
And you can mark this episode as read.
You are listening to an LNL&E podcast. Who we are. Our strategic mission, values, vision. Today's world is full of challenges. There's been a paradigm shift of bleeding edge core competency. It's mission critical for a company to move the needle and pre-think the new normal. It's time for advanced solutionism 2.0.